Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Tuesday, December 21st, National Caquito Day. National Caquito Day is a Puerto Rican tropical version of eggnog traditionally enjoyed around the holiday season. Caquito can be translated as little coconut, and the name is very apt since this holiday drink is flavored generously with rum and coconut. Although delicious and tempting all year round, caquito is typically made and reserved primarily for the holidays, with families returning to their historical family recipes that have been passed down through from generation to generation. You may have had a taste of caquito, but have you ever wondered about its history? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. Caquito, meaning little coconut in Spanish, is a traditional Christmas drink in Puerto Rico. The coconut-based alcoholic beverage is similar to eggnog, and is sometimes called Puerto Rican eggnog. The mixed drink is made with Puerto Rican rum, coconut milk, cream of coconut, sweetened condensed milk, vanilla, nutmeg, clove, and cinnamon. Caquito was initially found in Puerto Rico. However, drinks similar to caquito are found throughout the Caribbean. There are two different theories about the origin of the drink. Some believe the person who created the caquito is unknown, and the recipe began. Others say that the drink was brought to the Caribbean by the Spanish during Puerto Rico's colonial period. The Spanish took their version of eggnog and combined it with the local rum, creating caquito. As they continued to travel and settle in other areas, the drink created different variations around the Caribbean. The variations are very similar to the original recipe: milk, sugar. Although this was the original ingredient, Puerto Rico altered it by adding coconut. The recipe has four main ingredients, but is not limited to these. 1. Coconut milk. 2. Coconut cream. 3. Puerto Rican rum. 4. Sweetened condensed milk. The Puerto Rican mixed drink resembles eggnog, and is usually served in a shot glass after dinner. Some prepare the drink with eggs while others don't. The drink is known to be sweet and strong, with rum. Many families have their own variations of the recipe passed down through generations. The drink will be seen as early as Thanksgiving, and as late as Dia de los Reyes. That being said, the drink makes its prominent appearance during the Christmas season. Caquito has become much more popular recently. Some supermarkets and grocery stores sell pre-made bottles of caquito. Along with being in stores, there are competitions like Caquito Masters, an annual competition at the Museo del Barrio in New York City. Jimmy Fallon is reportedly a fan and has mentioned the drink occasionally in episodes of The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. David Bigneau, regularly associated with Puerto Rico for his coverage of Hurricane Maria and other events on the island, famously served the hosts and staff of CBS This Morning with several bottles of caquito on the show's 2021 New Year's Eve broadcast. There are many variations of caquito based on location and family traditions. Although all these variations are unique in their own way, they all have one thing in common: generally, rum, although some prefer to make it with another alcohol such as the Spanish liquor 43. Some recipes include egg yolks, similar to eggnog, called ponche de coco, literally coconut punch, also known as ponche de coquito. Another flavoring can be added. The most popular are star anise, pistachio milk, oat milk, coffee, Nutella, masala chai, cream cheese, banana, and strawberries. Coquito de calabaza made for Thanksgiving with pumpkin pie spice and pumpkin puree. Coquito de piña colada blends Puerto Rico's national holiday drink with it. The basic coquito recipe is blended with pineapple juice, maraschino cherries, lime zest, heavy cream, and bitters. In Arecibo, a coquito made with lemon zest, honey, vanilla, and ginger with no spices was once famous. The honey replaced sweetened condensed milk. Pitorro rum ranges from 80 to 100 proof. Pitorro is also used to make coquito. In this case, a coquito made with pitorro is served in shot glasses, sprinkled with cinnamon and nutmeg. Coquito can be prepared over the stovetop or in a blender, depending on the ingredient of choice. Gently cooking the ingredients thickens the drink, keeps it from separating, and has a longer shelf life. This method usually contains eggs. Rum, vanilla, and other extracts are added after it cools. Adding all ingredients with ground spices to the blender makes a fast alternative with no eggs. This usually results in the drink separating after a few minutes and the fat from the coconut solidifying, causing a chunky coquito with lumps. Coquito is poured into glass bottles with one or two cinnamon sticks. After the coquito is prepared and chilled for a few hours, it is ready to be served, but best made 2 weeks or more in full flavor. El Museo del Barrio in New York City hosts an annual coquito tasting contest called Coquito Masters on Three Kings Day in January. The competition was first established in 2002 and continues each year. Coquito de guayaba is a drink made in Puerto Rico for the holidays. The drink is made from guava paste cooked with cream cheese, evaporated milk, condensed milk, cinnamon, clove, nutmeg, and vanilla. The rum is added once cooled. Coconut milk, coconut cream, and egg yolks can also be added. When we return, eggnog. Eggnog, historically also known as a milk punch or an egg milk punch when alcoholic beverages are added, is a rich, chilled, sweetened, dairy-based beverage. It is traditionally made with milk, cream, sugar, whipped egg yolks, and egg whites, which gives it a frothy texture and its name. Distilled spirits such as brandy, rum, whiskey, or bourbon are often vital ingredients. Throughout Canada and the United States, eggnog is traditionally consumed over the Christmas season, from late October until the end of the holiday season. A variety called Ponche Crema has been made and consumed in Venezuela and Trinidad since the 1900s, also as part of the Christmas season. During that time, commercially prepared eggnog was sold in grocery stores in these countries. Eggnog is also homemade using milk, eggs, sugar, and flavorings and served with cinnamon or nutmeg. While eggnog is often served chilled, it is warmed in some cases, particularly on cold days, similar to how mulled wine is served warm. Eggnog or eggnog flavoring may also be used in other drinks, such as coffee, for example, an eggnog latte espresso drink, and tea, or dessert foods, such as egg custard puddings. The Modern Bartender's Guide from 1878 lists many variant names for the drink. It distinguishes plain eggnog, egg milk punch, and milk punch from one another. It also includes variants, such as Baltimore Eggnog, General Jackson Eggnog, Imperial Eggnog, two types of sherry cobbler eggnog, as well as sherry cobbler with egg, mulled claret with egg, egg sour, and Saratoga egg lemonade, also called sea breeze. The origins, etymology, and the ingredients used to make original eggnog drinks are debated. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, nog was a kind of strong beer brewed in East Anglia. The first known use of the word nog was in 1693. Alternatively, nog may stem from noggin, a Middle English term for a small, carved wooden mug used to serve alcohol. However, the British drink was also called an egg flip, from flipping, rapidly pouring, the mixture between two pitchers to mix it. One dictionary lists the word eggnog as an Americanism invented in 1765-75. Babson College professor Frederick Douglass Opie wrote that the term is a combination of two colonial slang words. Rum was referred to as grog, and bartenders served it in small wooden mugs called noggins. The drink first became known as egg en grog and later as eggnog. Ben Zimmer, the executive editor for vocabulary.com, disputes the egg en grog theory as lacking proof. Zimmer states that the term nog may be related to the Scottish term nug or nugged ale, meaning ale warmed with a hot poker. The online etymology dictionary states that the term eggnog is an American term introduced in 1775, consisting of the words egg and nog, with nog meaning strong ale. The first example of the term eggnog was in 1775 when Maryland clergyman and philologist Jonathan Boucher wrote a poem about the drink, which was not published until 30 years after his death, Fog Drams I.T.H. Morn, or, better still, eggnog, at night hot suppings, and at midday, grog, my palate can regale. The first printed use of the term appeared in the New Jersey Journal of March 26, 1788, which referred to a young man drinking a glass of eggnog. An 1869 dictionary entry for eggnog defines it as a mixture of wine, spirits, eggs, and sugar. There is no mention of dairy products. While culinary historians debate its exact lineage, most agree eggnog originated from the early medieval British drink called posset, which was made with hot milk that was curdled with wine or ale and flavored with spices. In the Middle Ages, posset was used as a cold and flu remedy. Posset was popular from medieval times to the 19th century. Eggs were added to some posset recipes, according to Time magazine. By the 13th century, monks were known to drink a posset with eggs and figs. A 17th century recipe for My Lord of Carlisle's sack posset uses a heated mixture of cream, whole cinnamon, mace, nutmeg, 18 egg yolks, 8 egg whites, and 1 pint of sack wine, a fortified white wine related to sherry. In the end, sugar, ambergris, and animal musk are stirred in. Posset was traditionally served in two-handled pots. The aristocracy had costly posset pots made from silver. Eggnog is not the only mixed, sweetened alcohol drink associated with winter. Mulled wine or wassail is a drink made by ancient Greeks and Romans with sweetened, spiced wine. When the drink spread to Britain, the locals switched to the more widely available alcohol, hard cider, to make their mulled beverages. Britons drank Pearl during the Victorian era, a heady mixture of gin, warm beer, sugar, bitter herbs, and spices. In the colonial era in America, the drink was transformed into an ale and rum-based flip warmed with a hot poker. In Britain, the drink was originally popular among the aristocracy. Milk, eggs, and sherry were foods of the wealthy, so eggnog was often used in toasts to prosperity and good health. Those who could afford milk and eggs and costly spirits mixed the eggnog with brandy, Madeira wine, or sherry to make a drink similar to modern alcoholic eggnog. The drink crossed the Atlantic to the British colonies during the 18th century. Since brandy and wine were heavily taxed, rum from the triangular trade with the Caribbean was a cost-effective substitute. The inexpensive liquor, coupled with plentiful farm and dairy products available to colonists, helped the drink become very popular in America. When the supply of rum to the newly founded United States was reduced due to the American Revolutionary War, Americans turned to domestic whiskey, and eventually bourbon in particular, as a substitute. In places in the American colonies where even bourbon was too expensive, homemade moonshine spirits were added to eggnog. Eggnog became tied to the holidays when adopted in the United States in the 1700s. Eggnog seems to have been popular on both sides of the Atlantic in the 18th century. Records show that the first U.S. president, George Washington, served an eggnog-like drink to visitors, including rye whiskey, rum, and sherry. The president's recipe called for a variety of alcoholic beverages along with the dairy and egg ingredients, 1 quart cream, 1 quart milk, 1 dozen tablespoons sugar, 1 pint brandy, 1/2 pint rye whiskey, 1/2 pint Jamaica rum, 1/4 pint sherry. The recipe instructs cooks to mix the liquor first, then separate yolks and whites of eggs, add sugar to beaten yolks, mix well. Add milk and cream, slowly beating. Beat whites of eggs until stiff and fold slowly into mixture. Let set in a cool place for several days. Taste frequently. Tom and Jerry is a form of hot eggnog cocktail that was once popular. The Tom and Jerry were invented by British journalist Piers Egan in the 1820s, using brandy and rum added to eggnog and served hot, usually in a mug or a bowl. It is a traditional Christmastime cocktail in the United States. Isaac Weld, Jr., in his book Travels Through the States of North America and the Provinces of Upper and Lower Canada, during the years 1795, 1796, and 1797, published in 1800, wrote, "The American travelers, before they pursued their journey, took a hearty draught each, according to custom, of eggnog, a mixture composed of new milk, eggs, rum, and sugar, beat up together." Similar to how posset was drunk as a cold remedy in the medieval era, there is evidence that eggnog was also used as a medical treatment. An 1892 scientific journal article proposes the use of eggnog to treat grip, commonly known as the flu, along with ammonium chloride to treat the cough and quinine to cure the illness. In the American South, eggnog is made with bourbon. Eggnog is called caquito in Puerto Rico, where rum and fresh coconut juice or coconut milk are used in its preparation. Mexican eggnog, also known as rompope, was developed in Santa Clara. It differs from regular eggnog in Mexican cinnamon and rum or grain alcohol. In Peru, eggnog is called Biblia con Pisco, and it is made with a Peruvian pumice brandy called Pisco. German eggnog, called Biersup, is made with beer. Erpunsch is a German version of eggnog made with white wine, eggs, sugar, cloves, tea, lemon or lime juice, and cinnamon. Another recipe dating from 1904 calls for eggs, lemon juice, sugar, white wine, water, and rum. In Iceland, eggnog is served hot as a dessert. Traditional homemade eggnog is made of milk or cream, sugar, raw eggs, one or more alcoholic spirits, and spices, often vanilla or nutmeg, and, in some recipes, cloves. Some recipes call for the eggs to be separated so that the egg whites can be whipped until thick. This gives the drink a frothy texture. American food show presenter Alton Brown points out that based on its ingredients, eggnog is almost identical to ice cream. It is technically just a stirred custard made of milk and egg. Homemade recipes may use vanilla ice cream blended into the beverage, mainly when creating a chilled drink. Some recipes call for condensed milk or evaporated milk in addition to milk and cream. Acidophilus milk, a fermented milk product, has been used to make eggnog. While some recipes call for unwhipped heavy cream, in some recipes, whipped cream is added to the mixture, which gives it a frothier texture. Various sweeteners are used, such as white sugar, brown sugar, and maple syrup. There are variations in ingredients in different recipes. Traditional eggnog has significant fat content due to the use of cream and high sugar content. Ingredients vary significantly between different recipes. Alcohol used in different national and regional versions of eggnog includes brandy, cognac, bourbon, whiskey, sherry, rum, and grain alcohol. Canadian chef Heidi Fink states that one of the reasons people are making less homemade eggnog is that the beverage is expensive to make due to its use of substantial quantities of cream, eggs, and spirits. Concerns about the safety of raw eggs may be another reason for the decline in homemade eggnog making. Modern commercial eggnog manufacturers add gelatin and other thickeners, a cost savings measure that enables manufacturers to produce a thick beverage while using less egg and cream. Commercial eggnog tends to contain less eggs than homemade nog. In the US, FDA regulations only require that 1.0% of a product's final weight be made up of egg yolk solids for it to bear the eggnog name. Under current US law, commercial products sold as eggnog are permitted to contain milk, sugar, modified milk ingredients, glucose, fructose, water, carrageenan, guar gum, natural and artificial flavorings, spices, monoglycerides, and colorings. In Canada, the National Dairy Code defines eggnog as food made from milk and cream containing milk and cream which has been flavored and sweetened. The food shall contain not less than 3.25% milk fat and not less than 23% total solids. In Canada, if a commercial product does not contain eggs, it cannot be called eggnog. Ready-made eggnog versions are seasonally available with different spirits, or without alcohol, to be drunk as bought or used as mixes with all the ingredients except the liquor, to be added as desired. While eggnog is primarily available from American Thanksgiving through to Christmas, a marshmallow-flavored version is sold at Easter in some regions. In the 2000s, low-fat and sugar-free commercial versions were available using sugar substitutes and skimmed or low-fat milk. The Dutch liqueur Advocaat, with around 20% alcohol, and German Eierlikör, are essentially eggnog, although the former only tends to have a similar consistency to eggnog in export markets. In the Netherlands, Advocar is usually available as a thick and creamy confection that is either consumed or used as a cream for various desserts. Some North American manufacturers offer soy, almond, rice or coconut milk-based alternatives for vegans and those with dairy allergies, lactose intolerance, or other dietary restrictions. The history of non-dairy eggnogs goes back to 1899 when Almeda Lambert, in her Guide for Nut Cookery, gave a recipe for eggnog made using coconut cream, eggs, and sugar. In 1973, Eunice Farmerlant, in the Natural Foods Sweet Tooth Cookbook, gave a more modern non-dairy eggnog recipe. In 1981, Grain Country of Los Angeles, California, introduced Grain Nog, the earliest non-dairy and vegan eggnog. Vegan means that a food contains no animal products, including milk or eggs. Based on amazake, a traditional Japanese fermented rice beverage, and containing no eggs, Grain Nog was available in plain, strawberry, and carob flavors. Also, in 1981, Redwood Valley Soy Foods Unlimited, California, introduced Soy Nog, the earliest soy-based non-dairy and vegan eggnog based on soy milk and tofu, added for thickness. It was renamed Light Nog in 1982 and Tofu Nog in 1985. Whether homemade or commercial eggnog is being served, toppings may be added, such as grated nutmeg or ground cinnamon, whipped cream, a cinnamon stick, chocolate shavings, or a vanilla pot. Eggnog can be served in glasses, mugs, or stemmed brandy snifters. The eggnog may be served to guests already poured into a glass or other container, or it may be served in a punch bowl so that guests can serve themselves. Both homemade and commercial eggnogs are made in alcohol-free versions and recipes in which alcoholic beverages, generally brown, aged spirits such as bourbon, brandy, or rum, are added during preparation or directly to the cup after the nog is poured. For example, some recipes specify dark or spiced rum for extra flavor for rum. A few recipes suggest Bailey's Irish Cream Liqueur, Purple Brandy, or even Guinness Stout as the alcohol. The distinctive spices that give eggnog its characteristic taste, including cinnamon, nutmeg, and vanilla, create eggnog-flavored foods and beverages. Eggnog-flavored foods include eggnog ice cream, pie, cupcakes, rum cake, cookies, biscotti, pancake syrup, bread pudding, French toast, and waffles. Eggnog-flavored beverages include eggnog lattes, developed by Starbucks in the mid-1980s, eggnog-flavored coffee and tea, some craft beers, for example, eggnog stout, and eggnog milkshakes. Most homemade eggnog recipes have historically included raw eggs. While the alcohol added to many homemade eggnogs is a bactericide, eggnog freshly made from raw eggs infected with salmonella and not heated can cause food poisoning. A tiny percentage of raw eggs are infected with salmonella. In 1981, most of the residents and staff of a nursing home in the US became ill with salmonellosis, and 4 died. The cause was almost certainly eggnog made on the spur of the moment, with some cases caused in a secondary outbreak caused by food being handled later by people with contaminated hands. A later publication of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, stated that the alcohol in eggnog is insufficient to sterilize contaminated eggs. Using commercial pasteurized eggs or heating the milk-egg mixture sufficiently can make the drink safe. One recipe calls for heating the mixture gently, without boiling, until it thickens enough to coat the back of a spoon. However, aged alcoholic eggnog becomes sterilized even if made with contaminated eggs. Aging alcoholic eggnog, sometimes for as long as a year, has been said to significantly improve its flavor and destroy pathogens. The Rockefeller University Laboratory of Bacterial Pathogenesis and Immunology carried out an experiment in 2010 where salmonella was added to strong eggnog, which was refrigerated and stored. The beverage still had dangerous levels of salmonella a week later, but it was all gone within 3 weeks. A concentration of at least 20% of alcohol, about the exact amounts of alcoholic spirits and milk or cream, and refrigeration are recommended for safety. For concerns about the safety of selling products made from raw eggs and milk, the US FDA has changed or altered the definition of eggnog several times towards artificial replacements for the large number of eggs traditionally used. FDA regulations, as of January 2015, require eggnog to contain at least 1% egg yolk solids and at least 8.25% milk solids. Some recipes for homemade eggnog call for egg yolks to be cooked with milk into the custard to avoid potential hazards from raw eggs. Time magazine states that individuals should be aware of the alcohol content of eggnog from a responsible drinking perspective. When people make homemade alcoholic eggnog, or when they add spirits to commercially prepared eggnog, in some cases, the drink has a very high alcohol content. One columnist states that in his family Christmas tradition, it's not eggnog unless you can set fire to it, due to high alcohol percentage. Jazz composer Charles Mingus had an eggnog recipe that contained enough alcohol, including 151 proof rum, to put down an elephant. There is a long history of heavily alcohol-spiked eggnog. An 1894 book by a North Carolina traveler describes using half gallon of brandy for an eggnog. CNN states that some 19th century American eggnog recipes called for significant amounts of alcohol. One recipe calls for 3 dozen eggs, half a gallon of domestic brandy, and another half pint of French brandy. The high alcohol content of traditional eggnog inevitably led to problems. In 19th century Baltimore, it was a custom for young men of the town to go from house to house on New Year's Day, toasting their hosts in eggnog along the way. The challenge, to finish one's rounds, still standing. In 2015, controversy arose over Bloomingdale's advertisement, which added alcohol to eggnog. The ad depicted a man and a woman, with the woman looking away from the man, and it was captioned, "Spike your best friend's eggnog when they're not looking." After being widely criticized on social media websites, such as Twitter, as seemingly endorsing date rape and alcohol-facilitated sexual assault, Bloomingdale's responded with an apology. "In reflection of recent feedback, the copy we used in our recent catalog was inappropriate and in poor taste. Bloomingdale sincerely apologizes for this error in judgment." The most notable alcohol problem associated with the drink was the eggnog riot at the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York, on 25 December 1826. Alcohol possession at the academy was prohibited, along with drunkenness and intoxication, both of which could lead to expulsion. By 1826, concern had been raised that drinking was starting to get out of hand among the 260 cadets at the academy. The cadets were informed that, due to the alcohol prohibition on the site, their Christmas eggnog would be alcohol-free, prompting the decision by cadets to smuggle liquor into the academy. Gallons of whiskey was smuggled into the barracks to make eggnog for a Christmas Day party. This led to a drunken free-for-all. Windows, furniture, and crockery were smashed, banisters were torn from walls, fights broke out. One eggnog-addled cadet tried, but failed, to shoot his commanding officer. The incident resulted in the court-martialing of 20 cadets and one enlisted soldier. Neither the young Jefferson Davis nor Robert E. Lee, who were in attendance, was found guilty of any offenses or expelled. According to the USDA, one cup, 250 milliliters, serving of eggnog contains 343 kilocalories, 1,440 kilojoules, 17% of a typical person's daily value of food energy, 34.4 grams of carbohydrates, 11% of DV, including 21.4 grams of sugar, 19 grams of fat, 29% of DV, and 9.7 grams of protein, 19% of DV. Time magazine's Tristan Stevenson states that eggnog's alcohol and sugar provide energy, eggs supply protein, and the fat from the milk or cream gives the winter time drinker the necessary layers to deal with the frost. Time magazine also states that with its cream, eggs, and sugar ingredients, eggnog can pack in upwards of 400 kilocalories, 1,700 kilojoules, per cup. CNN states that a relatively small 4-ounce, 120 milliliters, cup of store-bought eggnog boasts a whopping 170 kilocalories, 710 kilojoules, half of them from fat, nearly 10 grams of fat, and over 70 milligrams of cholesterol, which is around a quarter of your recommended daily intake of cholesterol. National Geographic writer Rebecca Rupp states that with eggnog's saturated fat, cholesterol, liquor, and high calorie count, here's no way this stuff is good for us. Esquire states that eggnog is irredeemable from a nutritional standpoint. Period. The prepackaged stuff is mostly made from high fructose corn syrup, dairy fat, and a bunch of unlovable additives, and it recommends a 2-drink maximum for health reasons. Eggnog has a polarized reception from food critics, chefs, and consumers. Esquire states that there doesn't seem to be a middle ground on eggnog. You either love it or hate it. While some are enthusiastic advocates of the beverage, others are critical of its taste or consistency. The CBC states that the ancient drink can be quite divisive. The Guardian writer Andrew Shanahan critically described eggnog in 2006, "People rarely get it right, but even if you do, it still tastes horrible. The smell is like an omelette, and the consistency defies belief. It lurches around the glass like partially sentient sludge." Time magazine's Tristan Stevenson states that eggnog is famous because it ticks every single one of the guilt pleasure boxes, on account of being little more than fat, sugar, and alcohol, which makes it so ludicrously delicious, a sort of alcoholic custard. The New Yorker writer Carmen Maria Machado described an anti-eggnog article in The Times as a buzzkill for providing the drink's calorie count. Machado argues that eggnog's decadence should not be considered sinful. Indeed, it is one of those foods whose low-fat variations I believe to be a kind of crime. From Victoria, Canadian chef Heidi Fink praises homemade nog but criticizes the slimy glop you can buy in supermarkets. Chowhound criticized Trader Joe's chocolate-flavored eggnog, calling it ghastly. The New York Daily News argued against eggnog flavoring, and other flavors, like blueberry, in coffee, calling the results Franken coffee. Consumption in the United States in 2019 was 53.5 million bottles purchased, and Americans spent $185 million on eggnog. The consumption of eggnog has been down 42% since 1969. The drink was more prevalent in the United States in the 2000s than in the United Kingdom, even though being developed in Britain and transplanted to the American colonies in the 1700s. As of 2014, Canadians are drinking less store-bought eggnog. They drank 5.3 million litres of commercial eggnog in 2014's Christmas period, less than in 1994 when they drank 8 million litres. Some of the possible reasons for the decline in Canadian eggnog consumption could be concerns about raw eggs, for homemade eggnog, and health concerns regarding the fat and sugar content of the drink.